Hello and welcome to Encore Houston. I'm Joshua Zinn, and each week we'll take a listen to concerts presented by ensembles and organizations based in Houston. This week, we're back in Rice University's Duncan Recital Hall with Context and their concert from February of this year, The Twilight of Romanticism. The concert features works by Viennese composers from the late 19th century, just before the birth of modernism. If you're familiar with Gustav Mahler, you probably think of one of two things, symphonies and orchestral song cycles. But believe it or not, Mahler did also write a small number of chamber pieces. This is actually his only known chamber work that doesn't feature voice, his piano quartet, originally meant to be a larger piece, but now only a single movement in its final form. Here is Dion Zhang, violin, Sergei Yap, viola, Max Geisler, cello, and Context's artistic director, Brian Connolly, at the piano.
Thank you.
Gustav Mahler's Quartet for Piano and Strings, his only non-vocal chamber work. You heard musicians from Context performing in Rice University's Duncan Recital Hall. Arnold Schoenberg is one of the most important figures in music history. And while we'll get into why specifically in the next piece, let's start with his origins as a typical late Romantic composer like his contemporaries. This set of six pieces for four hands piano from 1896 are short and sweet, with nothing of the composer's more radical techniques we would see in the following decades. Here are Brian Connolly and Yvonne Chen.
Thank you.
Donald Schoenberg's Six Pieces for Piano Four Hands, performed by the duo of Brian Connolly and Yvonne Chen. Now, we get to Schoenberg the Modernist. In the early 20th century, Schoenberg had sort of had it with tradition. Music up to that point had been pretty tightly governed by rules of tonality that just about every composer followed. This chord should follow this chord, this note should resolve this way, that kind of thing. Schoenberg said, no, let's do away with the hierarchy of notes and chords, thus creating atonality. And from that we get works like this, Six Little Pieces for Piano. Here is pianist Francis Lee.
Thank you.
Arnold Schoenberg's Six Little Pieces for Piano, one of many works embracing atonality, where traditional harmonic rules are no longer in play. That was performed by Francis Lee in Rice University's Duncan Recital Hall, in concert with Context. This is Encore Houston, and I'm Joshua Zinn. Thanks for joining me. Next, we're on to a composer who would later become a student of Schoenberg, though at this point we're just before that time. Anton Webern would eventually adopt Schoenberg's principles of abandoning traditional tonality, but this work is still rooted firmly in a post-romantic style with tonality intact. This is the one-movement piano quintet, performed by Dian Zhang and Lingling Huang violins, Sergei Anyap viola, Max Geisler cello, and Brian Connolly at the piano. Thank you. Anton Webern's Quintet in One Movement for Strings and Piano, performed by musicians from Context. Finally, the concert concludes with a composer who is better known for his work on early Hollywood film scores, Erich Wolfgang Korngold. Now, if you've heard of pieces for piano left hand, it might be a safe bet to assume that they had been originally commissioned by Paul Wittgenstein, a concert pianist who lost his right arm in the First World War. Korngold wrote a piano concerto for him first, and Wittgenstein liked it so much that he commissioned a smaller work, the Suite for Two Violins, Cello, and Piano Left Hand. And that's what we'll hear selections from now, with Dion Zhang and Ling Ling Huang violins, Max Geisler cello, and Brian Connolly at the piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
Selections from Eric Wolfgang Korngold's Suite for Two Violins, Cello, and Piano Left Hand, performed by musicians from Context at Rice University's Duncan Recital Hall in their concert Twilight of Romanticism from February of this year. And though Context's concert season has ended for the year, they'll be back at it again in the fall, so you can keep up with them on their website, musicincontext.org. This is Encore Houston, and I'm Joshua Zinn. Thank you for listening to Houston Public Media. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might like another Houston Public Media podcast about classical music called Classical Classroom. Host Daisha Clay knows basically nothing about classical music, so each week she invites experts to teach her about it. Learn along with her about important composers, pieces, and classical music themes. Check it out at houstonpublicmedia.org/classroom and wherever podcasts are found.